Has your role been clarified? Are you working to be the number two guy, or are you going to be the number three guy?
My role hasn't been clarified, but, you know, obviously, you know, I signed yesterday, and so whatever the team needs me to do in any way, shape, form, or fashion to help this team out, then I'm willing to do it.
You have familiarity with this offense?
A little bit. I had Josh McDaniels a little bit. The camp I spent when he came to St. Louis, my second year in St. Louis, so it's not all foreign to me. But, you know, you have to refresh your memory with it, you know, since you've been out and haven't been actually studying it, you know, as I would be doing for the next, you know, couple of weeks.
How about physically? Where are you?
Physically, I'm great. I never stopped. Never stopped training. Never stopped throwing. You know, I went about my daily routine. You know, I train 5 days a week, so I feel great physically.
Where were you when you got the call, and what did you think?
When I got the call, I was back at Duke. So I went back to Duke and trained, and, you know, just started thinking about some different things in life. You know, you got a lot of thinking you can do outside of football. But I was actually at Duke, and I was training. I was actually getting Thanksgiving plans ready, what I was going to do for Thanksgiving. Those actually got canceled, so it's a good thing.
What was your conversation like with Bill?
He just told me, hey, you know, you was our top guy on the board. You know, you have a little experience. We want to bring you in, and, you know, hopefully you can grasp the system and, you know, and do your best. So, you know, that was encouraging.
Thoughts on rejoining your old offensive coordinator from Duke?
I mean, it's fun. You know, now I'm a young man. Then I was a pup, you know, 18-year-old freshman. And, you know, and you got a coach trying to teach you a system that is hard for, you know, a guy coming out of high school to learn. But, you know, now it's different. You know, it's at the professional level. It's a business, and you understand the business side of it. And you know the work to put in, you know, to become and be that great quarterback.
Do you have a sense of comfort now knowing that Coach O'Brien knows you from your past and –
I would never say, you know, I would be comfortable, you know, going to the situation and being out the league, you know, 13 weeks. So, you know, it's just an opportunity, and, you know, you want to make the best of it.
How much did you grow last year with Buffalo, getting some starts, getting some playing time, and being out there?
I think I grew a lot, you know, being an opportunity to start 5 games. You know, some people don't do that in a lifetime, you know, and I did that in the NFL. And it's just great, you know, going out there, being comfortable, knowing that I can just play, you know, with the guys on this level, being able to start those 5 games and help, you know, get 2 wins out of it.
Have you patterned your game after anybody you've grown up watching or you've looked at? How do you view that sort of thing?
I really don't view it like that. You kind of take, you know, different things from different guys, but ultimately you want to pave your own way. And, you know, you just want to be labeled as a good quarterback. You know, some guys label you as a backup and things like that. You just want to be labeled as a good quarterback when you get your opportunity to play.
When the Texans called, what did you know about this team? What were your initial thoughts about coming to this franchise?
I knew this team has all the talent in the world. You know, everybody watch football on Sundays, and I know they played a couple close games and lost a couple close games. And so, you know, they're right there. So you got an opportunity to join, you know, an organization like this and try to help them out. You know, maybe even get over that hump, whatever I can do, you know, and that's encouraging.
How anxious were you to get the call waiting those 13 weeks?
You know what? Yeah, after about week 5, you know, you just kind of go with your daily routine, and if something happens. So I was pretty happy. It's funny. I was actually at dinner when I saw the call from Houston, a Houston number, so I answered it. And, you know, I guess dinner was kind of cut short, you know, at that time, because now you kind of got to scramble and get ready to leave.